Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day two in a series that I'm sharing here on the Daily Inspiration about Christian stewardship. And what we learned yesterday is that that God is the creator of everything. He is the owner of everything. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He owns the earth and all the fullness of it. He owns the silver and the gold. He even owns the people. He says, all souls are mine. And whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And so everything actually belongs to God. He is the creator. And we are to be stewards of his creation. Even our own bodies are not ours, we learned last time. These bodies of ours, they're going to go into the grave someday. We're not even going to take those with us. We're not going to take the silver and gold with us. We're not going to take our animals with us. We're not going to take our houses with us, our possessions. Some of those things might be put into our casket when we die, a piece of clothing or maybe even our Bible that we have or something. Some of those things might be put in the casket, but they're going to be left behind even. And our soul and spirit go to judgment is what the Bible says there. So we're not really owners of things, but we are to be stewards. And this is what we're discussing here this week is Christian stewardship. So that's the first point, that things don't really belong to us because God is the creator. And whoever creates something, it actually belongs to them. Think about it in this way. If I made a chair, I created this chair. I built it. I took the materials and I shaved it down and made this nice, comfortable chair. Then you know, I would think of myself as, because I created this, that I'm the owner of it, and that I can sell it if I want, or give it away, or whatever. Well, that's the way in ownership, and, you know, we don't really, we didn't create the wood that made the chair. God actually created that, so it, even that sense, but I, what I'm talking about in the sense of making something, we have the ability to sell it if we want, or whatever. And that's the way God is he is the maker of everything. Now, he didn't sell man. Man, because of sin, turned his allegiance over to Satan instead of continuing with the way God would have had it. But that's a different topic there. So that was the first point, is that God is the creator, and we are just stewards because he is the owner. He is the creator of everything. Okay, the point for today that I would like to look at is that Christ has bought us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, it says, "For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." So, notice here that our body and our spirit are God's, it says, and then we're bought with a price. We'll find out here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, what price that was. It says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation or your vain way of living, received by traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Very important verse, something that just stood out to me as I just read it to you just now. It says that, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with the corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation," is the English word, but the word conversation means like your lifestyle, your way of living, received by the traditions of your fathers. Think of the traditions of your fathers and how maybe you think because of the traditions of your fathers that that's what's going to get you into heaven by following the traditions of your fathers. But here this verse very clearly says it's not from the traditions of your fathers. You're not redeemed or saved by those things, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. So that's the price that we're redeemed by. That's the price that Jesus Christ gave to redeem us, to buy us back from what we have given over to the devil. And he's given a price, and that's the price of his blood. Our sins sent us to, how can I say this? Because of our sins, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of our sins, we deserve to go to hell. We deserve death and punishment. We deserve all these things. But Jesus Christ paid the price to redeem us, to get us out of that scrap pile, that dung manure pile or whatever, and has redeemed us with his precious blood that we can be the sons and daughters of the living God. So Christ has bought us. In Revelation chapter 5, let's turn there real quick here. Revelation chapter 5. I'm going to read verses 2 and 3. It says, "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon." And this is the book of life. And book that was to be opened here. And so in verse 9 it says, chapter 5 verse 9, it says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood, by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." And so they found no one, no angel, no one in heaven, no one in earth, none of the greatest prophets, none of the greatest men or women of the earth were able to open that book, and that was because of sin. But there was one, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ, who knew no sin. He was able to open that book and to redeem us. And it says here that and he has redeemed us to God by his blood. And it was for every kindred and tongue and people and nation. So, since God created us, as we heard yesterday, and Christ redeemed us, we are to be, we are not possessors of our own lives or of our own things, because Christ has redeemed us with his blood. He paid a price for us. So it's not only just the creation that we're to be, because of God being the creator, that we're to be stewards, but also because Christ bought us with his precious blood. And just think of an example here. I talked about a chair. I actually did make a chair here this last summer. My son-in-law is a craftsman in metal and in wood, and we made a Windsor chair. He made a chair, and then I made a Windsor chair, and took the oak boards that he had cut from a tree. He just cut an oak tree down, and he split those boards up, and I made these spindles and legs using a draw knife and a shaving horse, and made these spindles, and we made a seat out of some boards, laminated them together, glued them together, and then I carved and chiseled away on with different tools that my son-in-law actually makes, gouges and scrapers and all these different things, and I made this chair, formed it and everything, or the seat of the chair, and so I put this chair together. Well, the chair is sitting in my dining room right now, and I sit on it, but what if someone came into this house and they stole my chair? I mean, I know every part of that chair. I know what those spindles, I know everything, you know, and if I, you know, somebody steals that chair and gives it, or, I mean, yeah, maybe he sells it at a pawn shop or something, and I go into that pawn shop and look at that chair there, and I say, hey, that's my chair. Well, it doesn't belong to me anymore because it's been stolen from me. And I look at that chair, and I said, this is my chair. I know it. I mean, I've carved these spindles down myself, and I glued them into the base of the, or into the seat there, and this is my chair. And, well, if you want this chair, you're going to have to pay some money for it because this is my chair. I bought this, you know, from this man who came in, and so you're going to have to pay me for this chair, and so maybe I have to give $100 for this chair. I mean, I already made it, but I need to buy it back. Well, that's a little bit of the example of God. Here, he created man, and he made man. He knows everything about man, but because of sin, Jesus Christ had to come to this earth and buy us back and redeem us from the scrap pile, you might say. And he did that with his precious blood. So God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening today. We are to be stewards of what God has given us, our own lives. And they're not for us, they're for the Lord. So that's the point this week, is we are to be Christian stewards. And we'll look at another aspect of it in the next day here.